sortent des cônes d'ici.
Exactement. Et qu'il put in no report saying that we have concluded our business on the report,
yeah.
And that I
on the
further detailed report also come from the committee.
On the usual small paragraph.
Yeah, that,
okay.
That we concluded our business and that we will then
do it.
Be
okay.
Providing a full report, a detailed report.
Okay, that's the procedural requirements I'm citing that. So now that we know that, what do we want to do? Any recommendations from yourself? Yes, Honorable Nkengeka, from the Republic of Mpumalanga.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks for the courtesy sharing the thoughts of wisdom with that. Sister my chair wanted to come to you asking that if we refer the discussion of this report maybe for another day, is it possible that would be allowed to debate, not having adopted it, but the clarity is clear. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? So how do you suggest we proceed?
We concur with you, Mr. Chair.
Sorry?
We concur. We believe that we need more time to have a look at this.
Okay. If we agree that that's the approach that we take, then our meeting is no, there are a couple of things that we need to do. First, the report of the Portfolio Committee on Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs and Budget. Now that language, you must just be sure that it's appropriate because we now have two departments. So, but this one is together. The Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Budget Board 3. The Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance, having considered the Budget 3, there is affairs, the report as follows. Now, we can't say report as follows.
Chair, I
suppose
that you...
Oh, you need a mic, sorry. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. My recommendation is that we must agree here in this meeting because there is a problem that you have saturated that problem of the committee to members that we agree on an alteration of that committee, that this is done next week. In other words, at the next meeting. We don't postpone it beyond the next meeting. So that it's very clear that we don't postpone it beyond that. And then when we meet next, Shiri, we must also deal with any outstanding issues. In other words, after this meeting, you must alert us to which are the outstanding issues so that we attend to them.
Mm-hmm.
If we can finish them by next week, then we do so, so that when we move into the next items on our agenda, we deal with those. I am particularly wishing to alert you to one of the items in our program that I will ask Shireen to circulate a letter that was circulated to the portfolio committees of transport, human settlements, water and environment, which we are meant to see sometime early in June. We are meant to see them early in June. The date might be different and so on, because we said that there are issues that cut across our portfolios that would have come out particularly out of our ad hoc committee on service delivery. So that experience, we said one of the things we must do is that we must have a joint meeting with those committees so that we interact around those issues that cut across all our committees. I just wanted to remind members that that's on the agenda of our program if you look at it, and that we must prepare for that. I will be interacting with the chairperson to clarify and fine-tune, so to speak, the program of the day so that we can draw maximum work out of that, because we haven't met like that before. And so it would be useful for us to do that. I just thought I should remind you about it as part of the work here. Yes, okay, just the other one is reminding me that the House chairperson, Cedric Frolic, has
put on our agenda. I have in the past notified you of that, that we are expected to receive a progress which we contribute to our oversight work of the department and the work they are doing on the progress with Millennium Development Goals, whether we are meeting those or not, and what progress is about that. So those are the two key things that will be happening early into on our item, on the agenda. okay, what we, just to read you the report that will go with our debate this afternoon, so that members can go and do that. We are saying that the Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, having considered Budget Book 3, Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, reports that it has concluded its deliberations and recommends that the House consider the report. That's the report that will be, as usual, presented in the House by the in the order paper by the Chief of PR. So that's the report. Do you accept that report? Okay. Okay. Yes. Thank you very much, members. We will then meet at the next meeting. Our budget vote is at 2 o'clock in the Goodall Center. Chamber, not center. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, it's no longer even there anymore. Okay, so the group chamber will be where we will meet at 2 o'clock. No, before you say anything, members, I know this is our ritual, to request you to read and then email your comments to Shirin on the summary, and if you have any proposed recommendation, including observations, send them through, so that she will reorder the report in the line of your proposals, and then what we will receive back will be some of those contributions, so that we consider that. We look at that section, for example, on recommendations. We'll have recommendations there, and not blank as it is there, and any other observation that you're going to make. Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am, you want to say something?
So, let's apologize for this afternoon, because I'll be debating in here.
We propose not to accept your apology for having your fingers into too many pies.
How can you do this thing? I'm not used
to it. Okay, members, we were strictly told that we should serve in one committee, and then only after. Okay, thanks, it's okay, we understand. Thank you very much, members. We appreciate you for coming. I hope you don't think we wasted your time. Thank you very much.
Mr. James.